with the burning end of his cue. "One," he said. "Oh, well, back to the crucible. Someone order another billiard table."
"Excuse me," said Cuddy, prodding him in the knee.
"Who's there?"
"Down here."
Silverfish looked down. "Oh, are you a dwarf?" Cuddy gave him a blank stare.
"Are you a giant?" he said.
"Me? Oh, of course not."
"Ah, then I must be a dwarf, yes. And that's a troll behind me," said Cuddy.
Detritus pulled himself into something resembling attention.
"We've come to see if you can tell us what's on this paper," said Cuddy.
"Yeah,"
said Detritus. Silverfish looked at it.
"Oh, yes," he said. "Some of old Leonard's stuff. Well..."
"Leonard?" said Cuddy.
He glared at Detritus.
"Write this down," he snapped.
"Leonard of Quirm," said the alchemist.
Cuddy still looked lost.
"Never heard of him?" said Silverfish.
"Can't say I have, sir.
I thought everyone knew about Leonard de Quirm. Quite balmy, but a genius too."
"Was he an alchemist?"
"Write this down, write this down." Detritus looked around blearily for a burnt bit of wood and a handy wall.
"Leonard? No, he didn't belong to a guild. Or he belonged to all the guilds, I suppose. He got around quite a bit. He tinkered, if you know what I mean."
"No, sir.
He painted a bit and messed about with mechanisms. Any old thing."
"Or a hammer and chisel, even," thought Detritus.
"This," said Silverfish, "is a formula for... well, I might as well tell you, it's hardly any big secret. It's a formula for what we call number one powder. Sulphur, saltpeter and charcoal. You use it in fireworks. Any fool could make it up, but it looks odd because it's written back to front."
"This sounds important," hissed Cuddy to the troll.
"Oh, no. He always used to write back to front," said Silverfish. "He was odd like that, but very clever all the same. Haven't you seen his portrait of the Mona Og?"
"I don't think so."
Silverfish handed the parchment to Detritus, who squinted at it as if he knew what it meant.
"Maybe he could write on this," he thought. "The teeth followed you around the room. Amazing. In fact, some people said they followed them out of the room and all the way down the street."
"I think we should talk to Mr. de Quirm," said Cuddy.
"Oh, you could do that. You could do that, yes, certainly," said Silverfish. "But he might not be in a position to listen. He disappeared a couple of years ago."
"Then, when I find something to write with," thought Detritus, "I have to find someone to teach me how to write."
"Disappeared? How?" said Cuddy.
"We think," said Silverfish, leaning closer, "that he found a way of making himself invisible."
"Really?"
"Because," said Silverfish, nodding conspiratorially, "no one's seen him."
"Ah," said Cuddy. "Ah, this is just off the top of my head, you understand, but I suppose he couldn't just have gone somewhere where you couldn't see him."
That wouldn't be like old Leonard. He wouldn't disappear,
but he might vanish."
"Oh, he was a bit unhinged, if you know what I mean. Head too full of brains. I remember he had this idea once of getting lightning out of lemons. Hey, Sendivoge, you remember Leonard and his lightning lemons?"
Sendivoge made little circular motions alongside his head with one finger.
"Oh, yes. If you stick copper and zinc rods in the lemon, hey presto, you get tame lightning. Man was an idiot."
"Not an idiot," said Silverfish, picking up a billiard ball that had miraculously escaped the detonations.
"Just so sharp he kept cutting himself, as my granny used to say. Lightning lemons. Where's the sense in that? It was as bad as his Voices in the Sky machine. I told him, Leonard, I said, what are wizards for, There's perfectly normal magic available for that kind of thing. Lightning lemons. It'll be men with wings next."
"And you know what he said? You know what he said? He said, funny you should say that. Poor old chap."
Even Cuddy joined in the laughter.
"And did you try it?" he said afterwards.
"Try what?" said Silverfish.
said Detritus, toiling behind the others.
"Putting the metal rods in the lemons.
Don't be a damn fool." "What's this letter mean?"